Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Remember the verse that we read last night? If he came tomorrow or came today,
according to 18 chapter, verse 7 and 8. Would you be in order if he came to get to scoop you up? That was in the last night lesson. But we'll bring our elder in. One thing we didn't know, all the flops and sales, 195 international countries. And we just get ready to broadcast and bring our elder in. He tell y'all about the broadcast while we set up our thing around here, try to get things together in camp one. But 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is already ready to go. And we'll be ready to go shortly. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, top five of the Sabbath day, elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bid you that seed right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right, say, hallelujah. Well, it's top part of the Sabbath day. This day that Almighty El made. And one thing about it, the feast day is right around the corner. The Passover is right around the corner. Looking at Luke 41 and 42, we find out that parents and Yahuwah the Son came up for his 12th birthday. They all came up for the Passover. They all come up for the feast day. Feast day should come up. Sabbath day should come up. When you don't come up, that's a trap or arrow. And if you don't come up, sooner or later you're going to pay the price for not coming up. Yahuwah says in 1 Peter 2:21-22, follow my example, my steps. That's what I'm saying, Elder. We're trying to get everything going on around here. So Yahuwah beats you all, Elder, you and the clock for the top part of 7 days. It's all yours. Take your time. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into the top part of the Sabbath class. It appears we have a lot of people that are on this ministry to listen to the top part of the Sabbath. We have some that come to hear the words of Yahuwah, and some just to see if they can trip you up. Well, we do works to bring people to a righteous understanding so that they can pass those works on to others in their family or even their loved ones. In Hebrews 6, chapter 10, it says, for Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name, and you have ministered to the saints and do minister. You have to realize we are here to do good. Or evil. Some people, they do evil. We do good. We shall continue. Shall you continue to be a hellraiser or a peacemaker? That's a decision that you have to make, good or evil. Then you decide you do Yahuwah and not Satan. So on this program, we do the word of Yahuwah, as it tells us in Matthew chapter 24. Verse number 13 says that he shall endure to the end, and the same shall be saved. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books, your health, and foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. This is done because you have not. Information that you came to seek and you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. And we're in the top part of Sabbath now, which is Friday. Our current class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the members decide to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To get there on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices. Wannabe tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so Remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program, which many people have asked, how do you get there? On any search engine, type in 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh at gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today by our numbers as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. And another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show after 10:30 p.m. In order to do this, enter 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking her, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program you will be logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, now doing a normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, when you're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly. Remembering that we're on an international broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the words of Yahweh. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Be more confident, push out.
You still talking to Elmer?
Okay, we're all done. We're passing the program over to you, Brother Seer. And we just got this in, Hallelujah, wow. So we got our book open, waiting to do some listening. Hallelujah, wow.
All right, Hallelujah, wow. Actually, that's the word. Top part of the devil there. Just was watching as there was not enough coming in into temple number one. And, you know, got excited because, one of the brothers of past that walked in, so you know we gonna zero in. What's your name? What is my name?
Brother Israel.
Brother Israel. Okay, Brother Israel. All right. So excellent. So we get ready to get something going on top of the Sabbath day. Lee Keaton came in. He ready to go to hell. He ready to go. So I'm just going to throw a couple of verses down on the table, and I'm going to get on out of the way myself, and I'm just going to enjoy all this. And we're going to entertain some questions. So there are a lot of questions that's on the table. And one thing about it, we believe that we can soundly live. I believe we soundly can answer any question according to as it's written, no problem. All right, y'all, the freedom got to happen. No doubt about it, freedom got to happen. And so, y'all probably be with y'all. Let's see if we get the young lion to holler in that microphone, and let's open this top part of the Saturday up, and we'll get a little bit on the table, and then we'll pass it on to the elder, and we'll ride shotgun for quite a long time. Hey, elder, if you get a chance, crack that outside computer up. And get that running, ready to go for the sound to be heard all around Chi-Town, they say. So y'all talk with y'all, and what can we say? We ready to get something going on. All right, so y'all Luke
chapter 12, verse 12 reads. For the righteous spirit says, teach you in the same mouth what you ought to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you. So that's the main thing, that the righteous spirit will teach you. We live 195 international countries. It's already launched in this broadcast. $100,000 is on the international side. WCC is in the room.
Chapter 12, verse 28 reads,
Observe
and hear, all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the sight of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Read that again.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 28. 28 reads, observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the sight of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Read that one more time. One more time.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 28.
What does it say?
28 reads.
What it reads?
Observe and hear all these words which I command you.
Observe and hear all these words that I command you. Hold that part right there. Observe and hear all these words. What words are you talking about? Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Because we got to be clear about some things. We got to find what this man's saying. And we found out, he said, observe and do all these words that I command you. Yeah. And let me just tell you. Now we're going to preach that text. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. What does that love this morning?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Mm-hmm. Verse 3.
Torah instruction.
So that's what makes me right. And hold that forward and
Not
2 read.
What did it read?
In at evening.
What that mean?
When the sun did set.
When the sun set. So that was evening. What time did the people set? What did you say?
The sun set.
When the sun set. Now, preach that to you. They told that from over 1 verse 6 to 16 verse 6. What was verse 4? That's verse 4.
Book of Deuteronomy.
Look at this.
Chapter 6, why your Yahweh should choose to place his name in.
So the faith and whatever you know for Yahweh is only where his
name is. Where
his name is. And his name is not Lord, God, Jesus, Yahweh. That's not his name. He said,
there, you shall sacrifice the Passover at even.
What
time? At even.
What that supposed to mean? Read.
At the going down of the sun.
Yes, so you got a lot of people. They do the Passover at 12 o'clock afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't doing it, you got a lot of time. So he'll tell you what you do is Passover when?
At even. At the going down of the sun.
Going down of the sun. And what day you start getting up about me? When the sun was in? Verse 5.
In the
14
days. On the 14 days. Of the
first
month. The first month. Hold on.
What
that first month means. Back in 15:1. On the title. What that first month
means. What's that first month? The book of Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm.
Chapter
16, verse 1. What
verse 1 read. What? Observe the month of the day.
Observe the month of
any day. And keep the Passover to Yahweh.
And keep the Passover of Yahweh.
Uh-huh. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh, your Yahweh, brought you forth out of Egypt, polluted word from Mezzarine, by night.
So now be clear about going to Exodus, see where you pull that from. Go to Exodus 12, 1, 2, and then 13, verse 4, by Moses. Moses had me 13, 4, waiting on it. But it says Exodus 12, 1, and 2.
Okay.
See, you got to get a ministry somewhere that understands that Jeremiah 2:33 said, don't trail your way to seek love. Call it the way the Bible called it, and let the chips fall where they may. Exodus 12, 1 and 2 says what?
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
What does it say?
Verse 1 read.
What does it read?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
And Aaron in the land of Egypt, polluted word from Mezzarine, saying.
What does it say?
Verse 2. This month.
This month.
Shall be unto you. The beginning of month.
This month will be the beginning of month. So let's see what this month means in 13 verse 4. 13 verse 4. What this month means that we can read? 13 verse 4. What does this month mean that we can read?
Exodus chapter 13 verse 4.
That's the pastor. And what did Paul say about that? I'm from the council. Let's go all on the right side of the book, in the book of Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7-8. Let's see what Paul says about that.
Okay.
Let's see what Paul says about that. About that pastor on the right side of the book.
On the First Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8.
Yeah, what it say in 7-8?
Verse 7 reads. Purge out therefore the old leaven.
That old leaven. So purge out the old leaven.
That you may be a new lump.
It's time to be a new lump.
As you are unleavened.
Go ahead.
For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
So Yahweh is our what?
Passover.
He is our Passover. Now you don't know Easter. He's our Passover. Go ahead.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Let us do what?
Keep the feast.
But how does he keep it?
Not with old leaven.
Not with old leaven.
Neither with the leaven of malice.
Yeah.
And wicked.
And wicked.
But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Mm-hmm. So, Yahweh kept the Passover. Is that right?
Hallelujah. Why?
Now, young man, let's back up to Luke chapter 2. And let's find out, did he keep it on a cameo? Even before, why he was under the suggestion of his parents, we want to know this. Did he, wait till he died, or was it already engraved in him to keep the Passover? We're going to Luke chapter 2. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 2, and we're going to figure around about verse 40 and 41. Let's find out something about your Passover. Let's see, is this something that's an afterthought? Passover, Luke 2, 40, 41.
The book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 40 and verse 41.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40 reads. And a child grew. And what? Strong in spirit.
Strong in spirit.
Filled with wisdom.
Filled with wisdom.
And the grace, the mercy of Yahweh was upon him.
And Yahweh was upon him. Go ahead.
Verse 41.
What?
But his parents went to Jerusalem. Polluted word for Yahdah, Judah. Every year at the feast of the Passover.
So they got the Passover winning?
Every year.
They went up to keep it every year. Same time, the 14th day, when the sun set, it is the Passover. And he tell you plainly, told Jeremiah, he raised Jeremiah from the womb, buddy. He raised Jeremiah from the womb. We're not reading that one verse 4 and 5, but he raised Jeremiah from the womb to tell him to put it in writing in the 10th chapter 1 and 2 of Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, put it in writing. He said, ain't nobody who really check his uncle, but the 6th anointed candidate for office of the Jew Israelite. What do you say in Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2 that we can read?
Look at Jeremiah
10. Mm-hmm. Verse 1 and 2.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
Yeah. What can we read?
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1. Hear ye the words which the Yahweh speaks unto you, O families of Israel.
So we want the family of Israel to hear these words. This message from the family of Israel. Family of Israel. Hear these words, family of Israel. Thank you. tribes of Israel about this womb conversation. What did he say in Jubilee 233? Book of Jubilee.
The book of Jubilee. We're on chapter 6.
Okay.
Chapter 6, verse 33.
Okay, 33.
Verse 33 reads.
That's why the young lion got to get the young lion ready.
neglect and do not observe them according to his Torah instruction. they will disturb all their seasons.
If you disturb all the seasons, and we read it on in 13:34, you do look out where they are in the 13th chapter, Mother, you was reading that. And in Esther chapter, what was that word again? 13 verse 10. Wasn't that 13 verse 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you reading 13 verse 10? No, 10. I was 10. 13 verse 10.
Thank you.
Turn to the book of Sirach, about 17, in the Apocrypha. They call me the Asian book of Sirach. Yeah, the book of Sirach, somewhere around 17, and that's deep at verse 23. That's the one I want. I think it's 33. No, no. 33. Chapter 33.
Creator.
But let's go back to that Isaiah 53, because Israel,
yes, ma'am,
unto this realm, and unto Egypt. and Isaac and Israel. The book of Isaiah 53. But he said, who's going to give ear to this? Who's going to hear this for the time to come, right? Isaiah 53, who's going to read that? Mother Zeke. Pick it up at verse number 3. Pick it up at 4.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 3. I
Yeah, well.
And I swear the preacher told me that I ain't got to go past Matthew.
Huh.
I'm going to be all right.
Huh.
And I left his establishment, ignorant as all get up. I tell you, the one guy ran to be a pick you out outside, even if it's a kindergarten around here. I just tell you, just like it is. I ran into somebody called Bill Israel. Psalm chapter 78,
book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 35 and 36.
Yes,
35 reads. And they remember that Yahweh was their rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the high Yahweh, their redeemer.
Verse
36. They did flatter him with their mouth. And they lied unto him with their tongue.
Mm-hmm. It's two divided nations. The one was one.
Jerusalem, two-thirds of us got popped off, or just talking about during the Great Tribulation. I take a look at it. Let me look over for a second. And
Jeremiah 5:14. We got 3, 6, 9, 12.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Can you read? Wherefore thus saith Yahuwah, Yahuwah hosts, because you spake this word. Behold, I will make my peace, I will make my words in your mouth fire.
So I will make my word fire. Go ahead.
And this people would.
And the people that you brought to them will be ruled.
And it shall devour them.
And it will devour them. And you'll preach up on that. And
23rd chapter of Israel.
If you look your
precept on that one. Jeremiah 23rd. Of 23, 29.
We'll be right on down. Yeah, we'll be able to tighten our blood. Let's move on. 23rd chapter. Here goes 29. Hey,
me to read.
Yes, sir. Y'all should read. It's not my word like Israel. So my word is like my so this third. So he's telling, now go to Amos chapter 3, verse number 7.
But he answered and said, I am sent not. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
So who was he sent? So he came from heaven. Who did he call by the order of his father to go and search out?
The lost sheep.
Oh, who?
Israel.
And how many tribes left? Now let's go to 33 of Deuteronomy, verse number 7.
33 and
7. So we will sit the ground down because we got to know what to look for and who to look for and the end things in the tank.
And this is the blessing of Judah.
Okay.
And he said, hear, Yah, the voice of Judah.
Yes.
And bring him into his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him.
So who is going to the people of Israel?
Who is going to them?
Yeah, going to that brother there, verse 7. This is Moses. Moses, look at verse 1. Look at Moses saying 33 and 1. That's what Moses said.
33 and 1.
Moses the Levite, 3 verse 1.
And this is the blessing wherein Moses, the man of Yah, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
So Moses, the intercessor right now, so he set the stage on exactly how it's going to be. And what he says, verse let his hands be sufficient for him. Now, the second, and read the prophecy on that in the 49th chapter of Genesis, verse 1. Let's get the prophecy on this, so you will be clear exactly who folks we're talking at these days right now, but we have to be having it right.
We said Genesis 49.
49, verse 1, then we get down to 8 through 10. We need to know who folks we're doing talking at these days right now. Genesis 49, verse 1, says what?
And Jacob called his son and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you on the last day.
And what day?
The last day.
So what day we in?
The last day.
So this is the last day. He's telling what will befall you. It was not for him. It was those that would come out of the Lord. When?
The last day.
Get down to verse 8. Let's see what he says in verse 8, down to verse 10.
Judah, thou art he whom thy brother shall pray.
So who told you to pray?
Judah.
Go ahead.
Thy hand shall be in the net of thy enemy.
So if you be any rallying or giving stand in order, and this in the last day, who must take the lead to fulfill prophecy?
Judah.
Go ahead, read.
Thy father's children shall bow down before thee.
And how many tribes in the tribe of Israel?
12.
So the other 11 tribes will do what?
Bow down.
They're going to go out and give Judah the honor. They're going to give Judah the honor when he presents himself to show him, this is who I am and this is who you are. You is. So look at it. So Judah, so far, going to take that first step. Read them up.
Judah is a lion's whip.
And Judah gonna be a lion's whip. And what kind of lion he gonna be? Hold that point. Go to chapter 30, coming back. What kind of lion he gonna be?
Yeah.
And go to Proverbs 30 about what kind of lion Judah gonna be.
Book of Proverbs.
30 about what kind of lion Judah gonna be.
Chapter 30, verse 30. Verse 30
read.
A lion. With this strongest among the beasts.
Strong among the beasts.
Turn not away from it.
I mean, Judah ain't gonna back down from none of it. Judah is gonna find out who he really are. And now run. Give me a title. I think give me Thomas chapter 3. Thomas 3. I need Thomas 3. I mean, Mr. Real Good, we're gonna get rid of things. All right, good. So somebody give me that again. Because I'm going to fit this. The groundwork is, and when we get back here, we be clear about who's going to be talking, who's going to do the breakdowns of whatever we're going to be talking. Because we got to come out of the 21:16 of Brother Israel. Why he's probably getting that copy again? Let me say it's Proverbs 21:16.
You want me to read?
Yes, sir. Let's try to read this. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Proverbs 21, verse 16.
Okay. The man that wandered out of the ways of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So you see, he said, when you wander out of understanding, you're going to end up in where?
The congregation of the dead.
Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind right there. That first down. Now, what did it say in Thomas, Mr. Israel, Thomas 33? What did it say else?
From the book of Thomas, verse 3, read.
Now,
what does the sign say? Don't believe you, say.
and to him shall the gathering of the people.
Then you will go turn over to him. And then you will turn over to him. So you will hold the same time unto Shiloh. And Shiloh is all, and Aaron always brought out that, that, you know, that when you read Micah chapter 3, it's going forth this mold. We're talking about Shiloh already until he comes. And key is to know that him, look at that verse 14. So that we talk about Shiloh, it is the one that Aaron is talking about all night. Look at that verse 14.
Same chapter, yes, sir. Verse 14.
Is the time, is the strong. No, verse 14. Trick. Thank you, thank
you. No, his eyes shall be red with wine.
His eyes will be red with wine.
And his teeth, white like milk.
So now, who do you know that came here that was on his top side to look for him and help? What kind of eyes?
Red.
Red eyes. But the eyes are like fire. Now who are they talking about that, you know, we got to look at my foot out. So, go, Bumble County and spoke to 114. Let's see what we're talking about. 113 and 14. Well, it's end time, Father. But you know, who's already outside of here, and right now is no sign of manly also.
Proverbs 8:22-27 reading.
Verse 9.
Proverbs 8:22.
Yeah.
Now,
Y'all another third, we're going to do what with third grade?
Bring you to the
fire. Now bring you to the fire, and the fire was the what? His word. So number nine is going to know his what? Word. Now one number nine gives word. Now read one verse on real quick of Bubba County 2460 of the book of Genesis, real quick. I'm going to take that real quick. And I feel we get it again. And make sure you read your number again. But now I got to know what to put in here. I think you
want to
hear something.
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 6. Listen to read.
It's prophecy,
and they blessed Rebecca.
They blessed Rebecca.
And said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of
millions. A thousand of millions. So the prophesied of children of Israel, will be how many for Israel?
One third.
No. The prophecy of Israel will be how many? Chapter 5, 12 through 14. So this is
I become such as have need of you,
mm-hmm.
and not strong meat.
Right.
For everyone that you just built is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
Okay.
For he is the baby.
Right.
For strong meat belonging to them that are full of age.
Mm-hmm.
And those who by reason of you have their senses exercised
mm-hmm.
to deserve both good and evil.
What you saying? You said, see, that's deep stuff to draw, but it's kept wrong for everybody's mind. But that's deep stuff. The first thing we got to do, we have to teach you back what you understand, who's who, and everything else. Then get you back, you know, caught up. Then all the things will come with no problem. Then you know exactly what 3, 6, 9, 12. And then when you read, now I read one more time, 8 through 10. I read the whole thing, 8 through 10. 13, 8 through 10. Now watch the reading.
What 13 chapter 8 down verse 10. That's a lot of 13, 8 down verse 10. And it came to pass that all the men said to Mosiah, two partners have been cut off and died.
Now, what that means?
Two partners are going to be cut off.
That's what two partners is.
You said that 8 and 6.
No, 3 and 6.
3 and 6.
That's the half of the Israelites. Because you talk about the 12 tribes. So half of them ain't gonna make it. Then it's gonna be what?
The third should be left.
The third gonna be left. So third gotta kick in order. The third is kicking order right now. The third of the Israelites, but led by the tribe of Judah, is just flat not left.
And I will bring the third part to the part.
Now I'm a child now. Yeah. Now that's we doing right now, like the young lion, all that with the third. Okay, we're trying to now be running to the fire, not give a pass for questions you got and other questions they got about everything, John 3:16, everything. But he got to come down and be taught this thing and show you the breakdown and become ready for this type of the
life. We'll refine them as silver.
Yeah, I'm refining them as silver. You know I'm refining. Bring some gold and whatever, you know, they go to a whole lot and on this pier. Just take up into some hottest fine deal. Red fine.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that gold is gold.
Mm-hmm.
If that is not on it, it's coming off. So we got to try you to get you on your feet. But make sure when you're out there, you come back with victory only. But you got to be tried here.
If we're trying them, it's gold is
trying. You know how gold is trying, right? But if you can't break a bunch of wood on top of gold, you'll put it in the fire, and that wood come right off of it. Man, you got 15 weeks in that gold away. You ain't got all you said you got. Correct?
They should call on my name, and I would.
Oh, but guess what? If they go work until we do what?
Call on this man.
Then we got to call on his name. And look what he says about his name for here. Look what he says at 1:16, verse 13. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? One more beside it. Yeah, 1:16:13.
Psalm 1:16:13.
What do you think about it?
Not this, I got to say.
Okay, give me a book time. Give me a one. Full choice, I have written. Look at it. 1:16:13.
I will take the cup of salvation and call up on the name of the mighty Yahweh.
And see, I'm going to call on the name, and how many letters in the name look like?
Four right here.
Four letters, right. Now, watch this out in 4 minutes in Acts 4:20. Get right here.
Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12, read. Neither is there salvation in any other.
So ain't no salvation in any other.
For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So there ain't no one name, just the four letters gonna get you to salvation and saved. So there ain't no other name. And so what he said, once they call on that four letter name, it's over there and I'm reading that place.
Zechariah.
13
Okay, the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 9.
King. Nine.
Verse 9, read.
Read.
And I will bring the third part through the fire.
So the third part is once the fire.
And will refine them as silver.
Yes.
Is refined.
Yes.
And will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name.
They can call on my name.
And I will hear them. I will say, it is my people.
Yes.
And they shall say, the Yahweh is my Yahweh.
How many letters say?
Four letters.
Y-H-W-A. So if I don't hear that,
Hallelujah. And we at BOTTY believe that the righteous spirit is going to teach you what you are out of faith at that same hour. And that spirit has to say in the book of John. Go to chapter 14, give me verse 26, Mother Zeke. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Moses these commandments
in the Mount of Horeb, right? So for all Israel, right? So we got some Torah instructions around that time. He wants us to remember these Torah instructions. Now let's see what's inside of these Torah instructions he wanted to remember in the book of Exodus. And we'll go to chapter 13, verse 3 and 4, must see. The book of Exodus. We'll go to chapter 13. And we'll go to verses 3.
Chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day.
He told me to do what? Remember this day, right? So Moses told all the people to remember this day. Okay.
That's right.
And continue to read.
This day is which he came out from Egypt, from Israel,
mm-hmm.
out of the house of bondage,
mm-hmm.
by strength of hands,
mm-hmm.
the Yahweh brought you out from this place.
Yes, he did.
Thou shalt no leaven be
bread.
Leavened bread be
eaten. Verse 4. Now, what's this day he told us to remember?
Verse 4. This day come ye out in the month Abib.
So he came out in the month of Abib, right? On this day, right? He told us, remember this day. Remember the law, the Torah instructions, the first five books of the Bible. And he told us what to remember in the first five books of the Bible this day. The day that you came out in the month of Abib, right? So let's go and find out what else we can get an encounter today. What we should be doing on this day that we came out in the month of Abib. Let's go to the book, the first book of Esther. Yes, Mother E. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 1. We're going to do a little reading down here. We're going to pick it up at verse 1, pop around that from now. But we're going to read verse 1 for sure. The first book of Esther, chapter 1, read verse 1. Mm-hmm.
And Joshua, Josiah healed the feast of the Passover.
So what's this going on right now? So we got the Passover. So Josiah, the king Josiah, he holding the feast of the Passover. Okay.
And offering the Passover the 14th day of this first month.
And what's the name of that first month, Mother E?
Abib.
So we can read that in the book of Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. We know that the Passover is going to be on the 14th day in the first month of Abib. Mm-hmm. And that's what King of Josiah is doing right now. He's keeping the Passover in his time. And Yahweh told us, he said, remember the days of old, right? So we're about to encounter and find out what was going on in these days of old, and they was keeping the Passover, right? And pick it up at verse, continue to read verse 2.
And that did retreat according to their daily course.
Hold on, so he said the priest, according to their daily course, right? Okay, so that means it was some. Matter of fact, Mother Z, give me that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Give me that verse 40. This is what was going on right here by the priest men saying according to their daily courses. So they was doing some things accordingly, right? So okay. What it says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. 1
Corinthians
Mm-hmm. I want to see, I want to read to see how was they moving. How were these Levites, well, these priests moving, the word they use? What word, how can we describe them in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40? 1
Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Let all things be done,
decent,
and in order.
So that means, by them doing things, these priests doing according to their daily courses, they was doing things decently, and they was doing things order. You gonna continue to read that? What else? How else they was in order? As you continue to read in verse 2.
And that the priests, according to their daily course,
mm-hmm.
is arrayed in long garments.
Mm-hmm.
In the temple of the Yahweh.
So where were they? So they wasn't outside, they wasn't in playing around or sitting inside of their house or nothing like that.
What kind of garments? Long garments
inside of the temple of Yahweh.
That's right.
Ain't that something?
That's right.
They mean they don't sit in no home, cutting your cutting off your TV.
No gay clothes.
None at all. Long garments.
Hallelujah.
Long garments. And let's find out what's going on in verse 3.
He speak unto the Levites, the righteous ministers of Israel, that they should honor themselves unto Yahweh,
who
set the temple of the king, Solomon, the son of David, at thee.
So once again, we found out that they are in the temple, right? Okay. Let's drop down, right? So since we know they're in the temple, right? And let's find out how they was doing the Passover inside of the temple. What verse 6 says?
Verse 6.
Verse 6. Yeah, what did it read?
Verse 6.
How they was doing it? So they mean they was doing it, must be, you still got that, you still, in the first written chapter 14, verse 40?
Bring out your line.
You can read that for me, please.
First Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 40.
Yeah, let's see how they was doing this past. So they say it was doing it in order. But, read that for me again.
Let all things be done,
decent,
and in order.
So all things must be done?
Decent, and in order.
Okay, jump down, read me, Mother E, read me verse 10.
Verse
10. Uh-huh.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And when these things were done,
mm-hmm.
the priests and the Levites had to be unbearing bread.
Uh-huh. Hold on. They stood how?
It's very commonly
poor. Oh, according to what?
According to
their kids. According to their kid folks, huh? So they stood just not in no any order. They stood in a very commonly order.
Mm-hmm.
According to their kid folks.
Not the rainbow.
Not the rainbow. Gate closed. So they stood, this thing wasn't just done in just any type of order. He specified what type of order it was, and it was a very calmly order. Like he told us in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 40, that it was done in decently and in order. Okay, pick that verse 6 back up and find out what else was going on, Mother E, in verse 6. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got to be ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
For your brethren.
Uh-huh.
And keep the
Passover. How you keep it?
According to the common commandment of Yahweh,
uh-huh.
which was given unto Moses.
Ain't that stuff? So it was given to Moses, right?
Right.
And according to the commandments, the Torah instructions of Yahweh, right?
Right.
and it was given to Moses, wasn't it? So before we read that, right, let's see. That was the book of First Esdras, chapter. The last one we just got done reading was that six? Okay, yeah, six. Yeah, last one we got done reading was six. Oh, yeah, 6 and 10. 6 and 10.
Chapter 1,
verse 6. Yeah. All right, now we're going to give me verse 15, Mother, since we know that, matter of fact, give me verse 11. That's the one I need.
That's 11.
Give me verse 11. What verse 11 says, because it says something about this thing was, what did he say in verse 6? It was given out of Torah instructions, which was given to Moses, right? Okay, what do you say in verse 11?
Verse 11. And according to the seven
dignities.
Mm-hmm. Of the
fathers. Oh, okay.
And thus did they in the morning.
So, guys, before you read verse 15, they did this according as it was written by the book of Moses, right? Okay, okay, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now, let's see what we got going on here that we can read, that it said it was written as it was written.
Yeah. So Moses was watching no moon now.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the book of Romans, and it's a profound statement that came out of the mouth of old Paul there, where he made a statement about some being written down. And I want to run that down. I'm trying to put my finger on it.
Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3, and verse number 14, all of these. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, 1, 3, 1 through 4, and verse number 14. See what he said? Going to stay on the same track that the young mind is on, and let's see if I can plug the precept to the matter.
Yeah.
the book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 14, must see. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So they have unleavened bread, right?
and they did some I think about this unleavened bread.
You see that all the all they were doing is doing the same thing over there in the book Numbers when he had shown the order that's in the book of Numbers about the 11th chapter. First and 11th chapter, the order. Whatever they're doing, that's what the kid folks do in order. Every tribe knew before we do then, you don't know nothing now.
Hallelujah, what? It's true. Give me that first Ezra, chapter 1. See what they had to say about this old, good old unleavened bread.
Okay. First Ezra, chapter 1, verse 19.
Uh-huh.
Verse 19 reads, so the children, the family of Israel,
uh-huh,
were free, held the Passover at this time.
Uh-huh.
And the feast of
The Feast of Sweet Bread.
The Feast of Sweet Bread.
That's another name for unleavened bread.
Uh-huh.
Unleavened bread comes out the Passover.
The Feast of Unleavened Bread, 7 days.
Uh-huh.
Right. So sweet bread, unleavened bread, interchangeable words.
So we got the, you see, they call this unleavened bread some sweet bread. And that's what we're going to be doing on for 7 days, eating us some sweet bread, what they call it. So let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Let's read verse 39, Mother Z. Let's go get an encounter. Let's see what we got going on here. In the book of, let's see if we make a good story out of it. And let's pick it up at, I'm gonna kick it off and read, and I'm gonna have you come in at verse 38 and verse 39 for me, Mother Z. I'm gonna pick it up at Exodus chapter 12, and I wanna pick it up at verse verse 34. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pick it up at verse 32. Matter of fact, verse 32 reads, "Also take your flock and your herd, as you have said, and be gone, and bless up, and bless me also."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33. An Egyptian, polluted word from Nazarenes, was urging upon the people, yeah, if they might send them out of the land in haste, yeah, for they said, "We be all dead men." Verse 34. And the people took their dough before it was left, their kneeling traps being bound up, and their cloth upon their shoulders. Verse 35. And the family of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians, polluted word, Mezzarine, jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment. Verse 36, and Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of Egypt, polluted word, Mezzarine. So they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians, polluted word, from Mezzarine. Verse 37, and the family of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Sakkar, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides chariots. Verse 38, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. Mother, what verse 39 says, Mother Z?
Verse 39, and
the
vast multitude went up also with them.
And they baked?
And they baked unleavened cakes.
Uh-huh.
Which they brought forth out of Egypt, polluted from Israel, but it was not leavened because they were served out of Egypt, polluted from Israel, and
because they were thrust out and could not tarry,
neither had they prepared for himself
any victory.
Any victory.
So the family of Israel rushed out of that place so quick to get to take care of Yahweh's business. They had time for no leaven, for to be rise, no yeast, and no leavened bread, or nothing like that. But when they left out of there, they called that leavened bread. They called that unleavened bread, unleavened cake. So they was talking about eating that sweet bread. They was talking about eating that food that wasn't rising. So they had They got to say, ain't no time for making no cake, no leaven, nothing like that. So what you go?
Well, what's the precept of how fast they move? What's the precept of that? I'm not going to third chapter there, Let's see how they move. Since you might get a precept out of that. You're going to talk to them on the precept. Third chapter, Jones.
All right.
Let's see how fast they were moving.
Leviticus 23, and we're going to read verse 4, 5, and 6.
Hallelujah.